breaks me up when I go to a jazz club. I go to a jazz club first to hear the music, but second of all, and this is a very important reason, to dig the people. The people in jazz nightclubs are the funniest.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the House of Jazz.
We'll be right back. such a guitar. Cormie Henry on keyboard. Bill Lawrence on keyboards. Justin Stanton on keyboards and trumpet. Mike Mazmaver on trumpet and flute horn. Chris Bullock on the tenor saxophone. From Argentina, Marcelo Woloski on percussion. On the drum set, Robert Sput Seawright. Behind the soundboard, Mike Harrison and Matt Recchia. Behind the lighting rig, Francis Clegg. My name is Michael Lee. We're Snarky Puppy. We had so much fun tonight. We hope you had fun.
Yes, that's right. You're listening to Radio Cove 98.7 FM. This is, of course, the House of Jazz. With myself, Greg Pedder, in the hot seat. Big, big, big shout out to Soul and the Block Party. And also Skaza. Absolutely great show, as always. If you're listening to this on podcast, then check out their podcast, Block Party, as well. And we, of course, started with none other than Snarky Puppy. One definitely in terms of ability, variation, technique, everything, definitely, in my opinion, definitely one of the top five bands ever. Definitely. Group of 40 musicians called The Family. Of course, Michael League. And the face he pulls throughout the entire gig when he's playing. But yes, that was Snarky Puppy. That was Quartermaster. That was live in Bristol. I was very, very, very fortunate enough to see him live a couple weeks ago. And yeah, I know they're doing this wicked thing where they record all of their gigs, and then their gigs are available to buy online. And it's a great, it's just a brilliant idea. It's a great idea. Because if you enjoy the gig as much as I did, and like especially that track where they rehash some of their old stuff, and you want to get it back, you want to be able to share it, you want to show, like, just listen how awesome this gig was, you can. And it cost me, what, $8 for a 2-hour gig? So that's 2-hour CDs, you know, it's absolutely great. So yes, start off with Snarky Puppy. What else we got? We got the Philadelphia Experiment coming up in a second. The RH Factor, Ruben Wilson, Jackson 5, Maceo Parker, War, and Art Blakely's Quintet, which is featuring some incredible musicians, including Horace Silver, Clifford Brown, and Freddie Hubbard, amongst others, in that quintet. Absolutely brilliant quintet. So yes, all this coming up on the show. We're going to continue now. Move away from Snarky Puppy. Move towards the neo-soul, the soul, so that sort of route with the band, the Philadelphia Experiment. Now, if you don't know who they are one-off studio jams of virtuoso musicians. From a one-off studio jam from three Philadelphia musicians, Amir Thompson, also known as Questlove, plays, of course, with The Roots, Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, Macy Gray, Music Soul Child, loads and loads of people. You know, the main instigator, the main drummer behind Voodoo, one of the reasons why the album is so, so good. You've also got Christian McBride, who played with McCoy Tyner, Benny Golson, Kathleen Batty, and you've also got Yuri Kane. Who's played with Robert Booty Browns, amongst others. Now, those three players met for three beautiful days. They did a fantastic jam, and other musicians such as John Swans and Larry Gold also stopped by and featured on their jams. It's an absolutely stunning album. It's got exactly what you want from that live studio sort of feel. It's free, it's loose, you can feel that improvise, you get that feel. It's almost like, you know, you're just sitting in a jam. So it's got that jam feel, but it's just so tight as well. It's just an absolutely brilliant album. Check it out, it's called The Philadelphia Experiment. This track is entitled Ain't It The Truth. You listen to Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM. This is the House of Jazz with myself, Greg Petter. Turn this one up. Oh, And that's the RH Factor with Kansas City Funk. RH Factor is, of course, Roy Hargrove's very, very progressive group. Don't think they've not recorded anything for a long time. Of course, Roy Hargrove playing, of course, as a solo artist, a lot with his big band, but also featuring a lot with Simon, featured with people like Common, Erykah Badu, amongst others. But yes, the RH Factor combined elements of jazz, funk, hip-hop, soul, and of course gospel music. Really, really, as for their time, I would say they were, you know, I mean, obviously you look at, when you look at jazz and hip-hop being mixed and all those influences, you know, now we always look at Robert Glasper, and he was one of the first, but Roy Hargrove was about the same time as him. Really, really adventurous group, very progressive. Featured members such as Charles Spanky Alford, Pino Palladino, James Poyser. Jonathan Batiste, as well as Bernard Wright. So all of them were part of the RH Factor, as I said. Brilliant band. And that was Kansas City Funk. Okay, so we're gonna continue with one of the many one of the many soul jazz organists who emerged in the late 1960s. Now, a lot of them at the time were making, you know, trying to go through the accessibility of soul jazz. And, well, Reuben Wilson did the same thing. Then there's a bit more of a, almost like an early sort of disco element to it, really. It's that really, that raw soul sound. You can just see, you know, how, why his music will then be sampled later by hip-hop artists. Like, when you listen to it, you can just hear it straight away. Between 1968 and 1971, he recorded 5 sessions for the Blue Note label. And of course, that was a very high point of the period. And as I said, the period when a lot of that soul jazz sort of sound was coming through, and a lot of people were trying to make it very accessible. You need to remember at the time they were competing. You had, of course, all the Motown sounds coming through. You had the Stack Record sounds. And of course, you had rock and roll. You had Cream, all those type of bands coming through as well. So jazz was leaning towards, you know, sort of experimenting towards the jazz rock stages, early jazz rock stages. You had a lot of rock. And of course, you had all the soul music, and you know, the white audience buying them. Of course, the black audience as well buying. But of course, as I said, the white audience, you know, spending a lot of money buying soul jazz records. And so, yeah, that was very popular. So we're going to continue now with Reuben Wilson, "Got to Get Your Own," followed by a Motown single, Jackson 5. And I'm going to play you the full-length version of the Jackson 5. It's Kirby, of course. Hum along and dance. But first up, Reuben Wilson, "Got to Get Your Own." As I said, soul, jazz, funk. Can you say early disco? Can you say that? That's what it sounds like, that.
Like I said, we didn't have time to write none.
Jackson 5, Hum Along and Dance. Oh, what a tune that is. Heard that a couple weeks ago. I was at a sort of new disco house night, and this is the last tune. And yeah, Ben needs no introduction. What a tune. 8 minutes of just pure goodness. I said, check it out. Jackson 5. Don't need to talk about them, do we? Right. I'm going to talk over the top of this just because I've got a lot of tunes to play. We might be a bit short on time. Right. We're going to go towards a bit more of the funk music now. And a tune taken from a motion picture that came out in 1978. Called Youngblood. Now, don't get messed up with the film about the ice hockey player. It's not that film. This film is actually about a young boy who ends up joining a street gang that ends up fighting in a cartel war. And the reason I'm going to play a track from that is because the whole soundtrack was written and performed by the one and only War. Now, we all know War. Of course, tunes such as Lowrider, Spill the Wine, Summer, Why Can't We Be Friends. Love that song, actually. Absolutely love that song. And love teaching it as well. Great track. Probably one of the most talented bands to be able to fuse rock, funk, jazz, Latin, rhythm and blues, and reggae. Very important for the time as well, because they had an interracial lineup. What everyone says about their music is that even though it was very social political, of course you had a mixture of white, black sort of people at the time, can you imagine, you know, segregation and all that at the time, especially in the 70s. But they always had that really laid back sort of California sound to it, which is, you know, why they were so talented. The other thing about the band that's really, really important is that there was no one soloist. There's no one saying, no one was rising above the other. They were all extremely talented musicians, but no one was more important than the other. That's a really important thing to remember about the band. So we're going to continue with an incredibly talented band, War. Like all those type of bands with a big lineup, the members changed around, they, you know, never had the same current lineup. Only Leroy Lonnie Jordan stayed. A couple of the other members left to become the Lowrider Band. But you know, nevertheless, one of the top bands, funk bands from the 1970s, has a great attitude in the band. No one's more important than the other. They all work together. A band that loved to jam. A lot of their studio recordings were actually just jams that were just chopped up and, you know, made into a song. So yeah, just great band. Just check them out. As I said, I don't want to talk too much about them because you should know who they are. But yeah, there we go. Hopefully you got a bit more info about them. As I said, that laid back, sunny California, Los Angeles feel. This funky music makes you feel good. This is the House of Jazz on Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM with myself, Greg Petter.
Yeah. getting on to this one.
Don't be too cool. Up that old funk and let me sneak in my groove. It will make you move. It will make you groove. Let the funk get to you, 'cause it's all the way live. It's all the way live. When you move, when you move, shake them up.
track. Can't get enough of that. Mr. Maceo Parker. Oh, what a track. One of my favourite saxophonists, I'm never going to lie about that. Absolutely love it. You know what? It's that short burst, rhythmically, absolutely stunning, just so precise. Just, yeah, what a great saxophonist. Love his sound, love his tone. Of course, you can hear so many other saxophonists who then were influenced by him. Candy Dolfer always springs to mind, especially with the stars, the short stabs, the way, you know, he uses the space in his music. Taken from an album called Southern Exposure. As you can see, there's a little bit of a New Orleans rhythm there. Great album, absolutely fantastic album. My ringtone is actually the track off the album. And that's why sometimes when people call me, I don't like answering the phone because I enjoy the tune. If you're trying to duck someone, best thing to do, choose a ringtone you like. Anyway, getting sidetracked. Yes, as I said, Maceo Parker there. The track was called Splashing from an album Southern Exposure. I'm very, 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 very so excited to see him this coming Sunday at the Glee Club. I cannot wait. I'm literally coming back from London. I'm cutting my trip short to London this weekend early to see him. I was hoping to see him in London, sold out. It's not sold out yet in Cardiff. And yes, I'm just having to cut that trip short because I've been dying to see him for absolutely ages. Hopefully he also brings out another JP. That'd just be the, you know, I'd be over the moon. So yes, as I said, if you don't know Maceo Parker, of course, probably best known for being a key musician and part of James Brown's band. Also got a fantastic drummer. His brother is a fantastic drummer, Melvin Parker. Created what I consider to be a very important thing in drumming. He was one of the first drummers to have an open hi-hat on the end of 1 and 3, which is basically creates that that sort of sound. Yeah. Anyway, when you think about it, that sound, right, that open hi-hat is then used throughout house music, dance music, anything like that. It's always used, rock everywhere. That was Maceo Parker's brother, Melvin Parker. An interesting fact about this is that James Brown actually wanted Melvin Parker to be his drummer, and Melvin said, yeah, you can have me, I'm happy to work with you, only if you bring my brother. So James Brown in the end got kind of a good deal there. We are going to continue with a very last track. I made a mistake at the beginning of the show. I said that we were going to have a track from Art Blakey's Quintet, and I said Freddie Hubbard was on it. And well, Freddie Hubbard was, I don't think he was born, or he wasn't playing anyway by the time Clifford Brown was. So made a bit of a mistake there, because obviously you had Clifford Brown on trip and not Freddie Hubbard. So yes, sorry about that. So we're going to continue with Art Blakey's Quintet, which had Clifford Brown, Horace Silver, Lou Donaldson, of course, Art Blakey. Curly Russell was the last instrument on the last musician on bass. So what a quintet that is. Now this next track I'm going to play to you is taken from Live at Birdland, and of course not only have you got Clifford Brown, and there's only one Clifford Brown, I don't care what people say, there's only one, no one can really match him in terms of his tone, technique, just stunning, stunning. If there's a stunning sound from a trumpet, it's definitely him. The only person who's come close is Arturo Sandoval's I Remember Clifford. That's a brilliant album, really, really nice album that is. But the other reason why I really want to play this track is because halfway through, Aura Silva goes into a rhythm in three. And R. Blakey decides to follow that and put his hi-hat on three. So it's like that. And I was just thinking when I was listening to this when I was driving around, and I just thought, do you know what? For the time to use his left foot, because left foot independence wasn't always that big at the time, it was always on two and four. And so for him to think, do you know what? To use his left foot independence there, for the time was absolutely stunning. Of course, done live, so it's bouncing off other musicians. But that's an important thing for any young drummers out there, anyone learning. Especially when you're playing live, don't be afraid. If you hear like a nice idea, don't be afraid to try and repeat that idea on the drums. The drums are a lot more than just keeping two and four, and there's so much more conversation you can do around it. And I think that's what R. Blakey was so good at doing. And then other drummers have followed in his footsteps, of course. And that's one thing that's so important for, is just having that conversation, bouncing off musicians and different ideas that were around him. And the school of R. Blakey, just like the school of Miles Davis, incredibly important, incredibly great drummer. And so we're going to close off with a tune from him. This is a track entitled Once in a While. It's a bit of a slower paced song to everything else, but as I said, it is evening. It is an absolute great track to end on. To everyone, thank you for listening to the show. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you for listening to the podcast. As I said, this will be up as usual. I'll try to get it up this week. And thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you everyone for downloading it. Thank you for all your support. I will be back next week, of course. Same time, same place. It's, of course, Radio Cardiff. This is the House of Jazz. Here's Art Blakey's Quintet. This is Once in a While.